In How Emotions Are Made, Lisa Feldman Barrett explores the notion that emotions are not universally hardwired but are instead constructed experiences shaped by cultural and individual contexts. This chapter, Is a Growling Dog Angry?, delves into how we interpret canine behavior, specifically examining whether a growling dog is genuinely experiencing anger. Barrett uses the example of Rowdy, a playful dog who sometimes growls, to illustrate the complexities of understanding animal emotions through human lenses. By exploring the idea of constructed emotions, Barrett challenges the conventional wisdom that equates specific animal behaviors with particular emotional states, urging readers to consider the broader implications of human-animal interactions and the interpretative nature of emotion. Rowdy's Encounter. Rowdy, a typically playful and friendly mutt, was in a precarious situation that almost led to severe consequences. While walking with his owner, Angie, Rowdy encountered a teenage boy who approached to pet him. Unfamiliar with the boy, Rowdy responded by growling and jumping, behaviors often seen as aggressive. Although the boy was not physically harmed, his mother reported the incident, leading to Rowdy being labeled as a potentially dangerous dog. This situation prompted a closer examination: was Rowdy angry, or was his behavior a misunderstood reaction? The incident with Rowdy highlights the importance of context and the challenges in interpreting animal behavior accurately. Rowdy's growl, which led to him being labeled as dangerous, may have been a defensive response to an unfamiliar situation rather than an expression of anger. This misunderstanding underscores the need for a more nuanced approach to understanding canine behavior, one that considers the complexity of their emotional experiences and the influence of human perception on these interpretations. Human perspective. From a human perspective, interpreting Rowdy's growl as anger seems straightforward. We often project our emotional frameworks onto animals, assuming that their behaviors reflect similar emotional states to our own. When the boy perceived Rowdy's growl, he likely interpreted it through the lens of human anger, a response shaped by cultural and personal experiences. This projection underscores how our perception of animal behavior is influenced by our own emotional concepts. Humans tend to anthropomorphize animals, attributing them with emotions that mirror our own, leading to potential misinterpretations of their behaviors. In Rowdy's case, the boy's perception of the growl as anger was influenced by societal norms and personal experiences with human expressions of anger, demonstrating how deeply ingrained our tendency to project human emotions onto animals can be. The role of perception. Barrett emphasizes that emotions, including those we attribute to animals, are constructed experiences. The growling dog question reveals how perception is crucial in this construction. Rowdy's growl was a clear sign of anger from the boy's perspective, but this interpretation is not objective. It is shaped by the boy's emotional framework and societal norms regarding dog behavior. Thus, the question, "Is a growling dog angry?" becomes less about the dog's intrinsic state and more about the human interpretation of that state. Our perceptions are influenced by cultural narratives and personal experiences, which shape how we interpret and respond to animal behaviors. Barrett's analysis highlights the need to critically examine our assumptions about animal emotions and recognize the subjective nature of our interpretations. Social reality and consensus. Barrett discusses the importance of consensus in establishing social reality. If multiple people agree that Rowdy's growl signifies anger, this shared perception reinforces the idea that Rowdy was indeed angry. However, this consensus is a product of social agreement rather than objective truth. For instance, if Angie, Rowdy's owner, disagrees and interprets his growl as playful or defensive rather than angry, it highlights the variability and subjectivity of emotional interpretations. The social construction of reality means that our collective beliefs and agreements shape our understanding of emotions in humans and animals. This social consensus can lead to widespread acceptance of certain interpretations of behavior, even when they may not accurately reflect the underlying emotional states. Barrett's exploration of this concept underscores the need for a more critical and reflective approach to understanding emotions, one that acknowledges the influence of social and cultural factors. Rowdy's experience. Turning to Rowdy's perspective, Barrett argues that dogs lack the sophisticated emotion concepts that humans possess. While Rowdy may experience affective states such as distress or pleasure, these do not map directly onto human emotional categories like anger. Dogs' behavioral responses are driven by more basic affective processes, shaped by their sensory experiences and body budget needs, rather than complex emotional constructs. Rowdy's growl, therefore, may not signify anger in the human sense but rather a more fundamental reaction to his immediate environment. Barrett's argument highlights the limitations of anthropomorphizing animal behavior and the importance of understanding the unique ways in which different species experience and express affective states. By recognizing these differences, we can develop a more accurate and empathetic approach to interpreting and responding to animal behaviors. The impact of body budget. The concept of body budget plays a significant role in understanding Rowdy's behavior. Dogs, like humans, have a body budget that regulates their physiological states. When Rowdy growled at the boy, it could have been a response to an imbalance in his body budget, perhaps triggered by stress or excitement. This physiological response does not necessarily equate to the emotion of anger but is a more fundamental reaction to environmental stimuli. The body budget theory suggests that physiological imbalances can lead to easily misinterpreted behaviors as emotional responses. In Rowdy's case, his growl could have been a way to restore his body budget by signaling discomfort or a need for space. Understanding the role of body budget in animal behavior can help us better interpret and respond to their actions, recognizing that what we perceive as emotional expressions may often be more basic physiological reactions. Grieving and behavior. Recent events also influenced Rowdy's behavior on the day of the incident in his life. Earlier that week, Rowdy's canine companion, Sadie, had passed away. Angie believed that Rowdy was grieving, a state that disrupted his body budget and led to unusual behavior. This context underscores the complexity of attributing specific emotions to animals, as their behaviors can be influenced by a myriad of factors beyond simple emotional states. Grief, while a complex emotion in humans, may manifest differently in animals, affecting their behavior and physiological state in ways that are not directly comparable to human experiences. Rowdy's growl, therefore, might have been a response to the stress and confusion of losing a companion rather than an expression of anger. Recognizing the broader context of an animal's life can provide valuable insights into their behavior and help avoid misinterpretations based on limited observations. Misinterpreting canine behavior. Many pet owners and observers misinterpret canine behaviors, projecting human emotional states onto them. For example, a growl might be seen as anger, but it could also signify fear, anxiety, or even playfulness in dogs. This misinterpretation is rooted in our tendency to anthropomorphize animals, attributing them with human-like emotions based on their observable behaviors. Barrett's analysis highlights the need to move beyond anthropomorphism and develop a more nuanced understanding of canine behavior. By recognizing the diverse range of affective states that dogs can experience, we can better interpret their actions and provide appropriate responses. This approach enhances our understanding of animal behavior and fosters more compassionate and effective interactions with our pets. Scientific evidence. Barrett highlights various scientific studies that explore canine behavior and effect. One study investigated dogs' reactions to their owners' commands regarding treats. When owners were misled about whether their dog had obeyed or disobeyed, the dogs exhibited behaviors perceived as guilty regardless of their actual actions. This finding suggests that what owners perceive as guilt in their dogs is more about the owner's beliefs than the dog's emotional experiences. Such studies reveal the complexities of interpreting animal behavior and the importance of considering the human influence on these interpretations. By examining the discrepancies between observed behaviors and perceived emotions, researchers can uncover the underlying affective processes that drive canine actions, providing a clearer picture of their emotional lives. Jealousy in dogs. Another study examined whether dogs experience jealousy. When owners interacted with a toy dog, their real dogs often displayed behaviors interpreted as jealousy, such as snapping or pushing the toy away. However, these behaviors could also respond to the owner's actions rather than true jealousy. This complexity in interpreting canine behavior further illustrates the challenges in attributing human emotions to dogs. Barrett's discussion of these studies underscores the need for caution when interpreting animal behavior and the importance of considering alternative explanations for observed actions. By recognizing our interpretation's limitations, we can better understand canine emotions and improve our interactions with them. Cognitive capabilities. While dogs do possess remarkable cognitive capabilities, including the ability to learn and respond to human cues, these abilities do not necessarily equate to human-like emotional experiences. Dogs can learn concepts and distinguish between different stimuli, but their emotional lives are likely less complex than humans. Understanding these cognitive differences is crucial in accurately interpreting canine behavior. Barrett argues that while dogs can exhibit behaviors that appear similar to human emotions, their underlying affective processes are different. By acknowledging these differences, we can avoid the pitfalls of anthropomorphism and develop a more accurate understanding of canine cognition and emotion. Affect in dogs. Barrett argues that dogs experience affect, a basic form of emotional response tied to their physiological states. Affect encompasses feelings of pleasure, distress, arousal, and other less differentiated states than human emotions. Dogs' affective experiences are shaped by their interactions with the environment and their body budget, influencing their behaviors in ways that humans often misinterpret as emotions like anger or jealousy. By focusing on the affective states that drive canine behavior, we can better understand their emotional lives and provide better care and support. Barrett's analysis emphasizes the need to move beyond simplistic interpretations of animal behavior and develop a more nuanced and scientifically informed perspective. Affective niche. An affective niche refers to an organism's specific range of affective experiences based on its sensory and cognitive capacities. Dogs' affective niche is both broader and narrower than humans. They have heightened senses of smell and hearing, allowing them to experience affective states related to these senses. Still, their inability to imagine the future or construct complex emotions limits their affective experiences. Barrett's discussion of affective niche highlights the importance of considering different species' unique sensory and cognitive capacities when interpreting their behaviors. By recognizing the distinct ways in which animals experience affect, we can develop a more accurate and empathetic understanding of their emotional lives. Social learning. Dogs are highly social animals capable of learning from their interactions with humans and other dogs. This social learning includes understanding human gestures and gazes and using symbols to communicate. However, their learning processes are driven by statistical regularities and reinforcement rather than the complex, conceptual learning seen in humans. This distinction is important in understanding the limits of canine emotional experiences. Barrett argues that while dogs can learn and respond to human cues, their cognitive processes fundamentally differ from those of humans. By acknowledging these differences, we can avoid misinterpreting canine behavior and develop more effective and compassionate training methods. Human influence. Human interactions significantly influence dogs' behaviors and affective states. As social animals, dogs are attuned to their owners' cues and can experience affective responses based on their owners' actions and emotions. This dynamic relationship means that what we perceive as a dog's emotion often reflects the interplay between the dog's affective state and the owner's behavior and expectations. Barrett's analysis highlights the importance of considering the human influence on canine behavior and the need for a more nuanced understanding of this relationship. By recognizing the role of human perception in shaping our interpretations of animal emotions, we can develop a more accurate and empathetic approach to interacting with our pets. Reconsidering canine emotions. Barrett encourages reconsidering how we view canine emotions, advocating for a more nuanced understanding that separates affective responses from complex emotions. By recognizing the limitations of dogs' emotional experiences, we can better appreciate their behaviors and interactions without projecting human emotions onto them. This approach enhances our understanding of canine behavior and fosters more compassionate and effective interactions with our pets. Barrett's call for a more scientifically informed perspective on animal emotions underscores the need to move beyond simplistic interpretations and develop a deeper understanding of the affective experiences that drive animal behavior. Practical implications. Understanding the distinction between affect and emotion in dogs has practical implications for pet owners and animal behaviorists. It can inform how we train, care for, and interact with dogs, ensuring that we address their needs based on their affective experiences rather than misinterpreted emotional states. This approach can lead to more effective and compassionate care for our canine companions. Barrett's analysis highlights the importance of a scientifically informed approach to animal behavior and the need for greater awareness of the complexities of animal emotions. By recognizing the unique ways dogs experience and express affect, we can develop better training, care, and interaction strategies. Conclusion. Lisa Feldman Barrett's exploration of whether a growling dog is angry provides a compelling case for the theory of constructed emotion. By examining Rowdy's behavior and the broader context of canine affect, Barrett demonstrates that our interpretations of animal emotions are deeply influenced by human perception and cultural constructs. Recognizing this can lead to a more accurate and empathetic understanding of our interactions with dogs, emphasizing the importance of considering their unique affective experiences. Barrett's analysis calls for a shift in how we understand and interpret animal behavior, advocating for a more nuanced and scientifically informed perspective that takes into account the complexities of affect and the influence of human perception.